That's what remains. One of the movies I like the most, and I really shed a tear in the movie, is Avatar, a masterpiece in my opinion, which beautifully shows that life in combination with nature is better and happier than the super modern life. Just to preserve life in Mashiv, we built a gas rig a few kilometers from the house, and now there is a war over a fuel farm near Mashiv. If something happens to the fuel farm, the whole Mashiv will be in the air. But not only fuel farms, they also want to build an airport. We laugh in Mashiv that it would be best if they built a small nuclear reactor in a playground in the middle of Mashiv, which makes just as much sense as a fuel farm. It shows beautifully where everything is going. The energy is not invested in restoring nature but building on nature and not next to it. The war is to preserve what is there. Just like in Mashiv, we are fighting for the house. All the inhabitants of Israel and the earth should fight for the house. In an extraordinary book in the study of the collapse of different civilizations from history, Collapse, Jared Diamond, it is said that in fact civilizations collapsed not only because of the destruction of the environment but also the government's attitude to that destruction. As an example of survival, the best Icelander is given who knew how to adapt to life in Iceland and avoid as much as possible the destruction of the environment. Looking at history, we understand everything about the situation today. History shows that cutting down forests, land problems related to agriculture and over-irrigation, over-hunting, over-fishing, population growth and the destruction of the environment in the past led to the collapse of civilizations. It seems that today the danger is not only to a certain culture but to all of humanity. Burning coal in China affects the weather in Canada. Just as everyone is affected, so the reaction should be global. The bad wins the lottery, the good changes its path. Let's say humanity wins the lottery and finds the technology to not heat the earth and destroy the environment. The human nature that caused this will continue to walk the earth and cause other damage. That's clear. So the solution has to come from changing behavior and walking with nature and goodness. By the way, most of the lottery winners lose everything they have earned for the exact same reason. Humans, Homo sapiens, have been walking the earth for 200 to 300,000 years. As a result of their activity in the last 50 years, there are decades left until it gets too hot here, and already today we see the change in all kinds of places in the world. It is important to understand that this is not only warming, but also the acidification of the oceans, the extinction of biological species, damage to the ozone layer, and a host of other problems on earth, whose effects we do not know. The only way is probably not to fight nature and look for new technologies but to make peace with nature. In man's war against nature, history and logic show that nature will survive. The solution comes in the exercise of free thought. It is necessary to face harsh facts and respond to them, not ignore them. It is worthwhile to imagine the earth in its natural appearance again and to implement the desired solutions, even if they are difficult. Know that there is a reason to be pessimistic, and this is from the fact that humans do not take care of themselves. You see this in the trend of obesity in the world, so no matter how they protect the environment. After all, it is clear that the people think about themselves more than the environment. We are like the earth. Today, humanity poisons the earth just as it poisons itself with an incompatible diet. It's interesting, this reciprocity. Just like you don't need to harm the millions of processes in the human body to be healthy, and therefore there is no need to eat healthy food or special things but only eat food that suits us. Just like that on Earth, you don't need to do special actions but only not harm its natural processes. Remove carbon from the atmosphere in a way artificially is just like taking a pill for diabetes. The carbon should not be in the atmosphere at all. There is something ironic in the fact that we are poisoning the one who supposedly created us, the Earth. The right way is to balance the grip of humans on nature. Today we are strangling nature to death. We need to change the balance between man and nature. Don't take too much from nature so that our grandchildren will also have nature. Forget to add a payment for damage. Today there is no component in the economy that takes into account damage to the environment. The force that drives everything is economic, and every economic process calculates profit and loss without considering any other factor in the equation. It is necessary for the state to intervene in the matter and impose a fine or a reward, award a reward for any course of production or service that does not harm the environment. The only way to prevent harm to the natural processes on Earth is to put a price tag on harming them. Today it is close to zero in most things. Let's say a company produces a substance that causes groundwater pollution. There will be a payment equal to the cleaning of this groundwater. The environment and all processes is taken in business at a value of zero. Therefore, only the state, it would be better if the whole world, would pay for damage to the environment exactly at the cost of repairing the damage. For this, the Ministry of Environmental Quality needs to do its job and act. Today it almost does not exist, without a vision. It will be it's amazing to see how quickly the economy will reorganize itself with zero damage to the environment when there is a constraint of paying for damage to the environment. Tesla developed precisely because of a government award from the USA, and this shows exactly how a financial interest can solve the poisoning of the world, i.e. the planet. We forgot to add taxes or incentives to businesses according to their damage to the environment. Such a move may change the structure of the economy, whose only consideration today is money. The economy prevents people from wanting to be lazy. Most businesses help us to work easier, but it is necessary to add an element of environment to the formula of minimum work for the sake of the future. It seems worth giving up laziness. Population size. Reducing the Earth's population through birth control. Difficult but necessary. It is recommended to watch episode 4. The state of air quality in the country is not good because of the government's lack of understanding of the situation. Trees and fish and pasture, in order to feed humanity and protect the environment, one must go with nature and not against it. The solution is in the oceans and the seas as well as tree crops. In the seas there is enough room for fishing for all humanity. There are enough fish. We just need a global regime on fishing and the quality of the seas, so that there will be enough fish. Fish are also the most suitable food for humans. Cows from the trees give an advantage that you don't have to leave bare land and you don't have to plow it every season, which causes enormous environmental damage. The most important fields are rice, wheat and teff. They should be grown in the most appropriate places, and the crops should be stopped completely in order to feed the household animals, and the cows, sheep, goats and chickens should be fed with natural grass. With meat grown in a laboratory, the important questions are its financial price, the environmental damage, the minerals that come and are poisonous to humans. I doubt the answers to these questions are positive. Natural pasture is the solution for raising cows, sheep and goats, and they should be allowed to be raised in nature reserves and open areas. It is possible, only the management of the state is needed. In my opinion, it should be forbidden to raise them in barns, chicken coops, etc. And it is possible, not only in such raising. The animals are abused and then they are not kosher, because the spirit of the lion forbids the abuse of animals, but also their meat is not suitable for humans because of the food they ate and the conditions of their upbringing. First thought experiment: imagine that you see the earth you created from above. Would you rather see the humans looking for new technologies to preserve Earth, returning to natural processes and sustaining from nature with the help of contemporary knowledge, enabling life in most places? What would you advise us to do if you could go back in time to our time? Technology has put us in a pit, but it will not get us out of it. Technology is only measured by its immediate lifespan and not by its impact on the environment. They didn't know that the technology was problematic for processes on Earth, and even if they had known, they would have ignored it. While the technology led to a lot of progress and convenience, it also caused environmental degradation. If you didn't take anything from here, at least take this. The solution to the quality of the environment and global warming is no longer technology but a change in behavior and attitudes. All the technology we need to live with nature and not on it exists. Can definitely help herself. There is no need for the wisdom stone nor any new inventions. Everything needed to make the world a better place is already in it. It's amazing how smart humanity is and brought a man to the moon but is not ready to give up a flight to Rhodes, or a 7,000cc car. humanity fought Hitler and lost millions of people but is not ready to give up quality of life, which is actually not a quality of life, in order to heal the earth. The earth is alive and kicking. The earth is a kind of living being with millions of processes that preserve the conditions of life in it. Technology will not replace these natural processes. Just as technology does not solve health problems in humans, only a natural process really solves the root of the problem, and the same is the case in Israel. The root of today's environmental problems can be traced to our dependence on technology, which often prioritizes short-term benefits over long-term environmental impact. Range. This short-sighted approach has resulted in harmful consequences such as global warming, air pollution, and ocean acidification. The Earth, a complex living system with millions of processes that preserve life, is significantly affected by the misuse of technology to fulfill human needs such as energy, food, and other resources. Only changing the behavior of humans and treating environmental problems requires utilizing existing knowledge and reducing the use of harmful technologies. Sustainable practices can satisfy human needs without harming the environment. For example, adopting smaller, more environmentally friendly housing can maintain or even improve overall happiness. Harnessing renewable energy sources, promoting sustainable agriculture, and practicing responsible waste management can also contribute to a healthier planet. Barriers to solving environmental problems. Several factors have hindered solving environmental problems. One such factor is the lack of a world government or unified global authority, which allows short-term thinking to dominate policy decisions. In addition, the harmful effect of technology on the environment was often overlooked or ignored. With the help of the knowledge that exists today, it is possible to satisfy all the basic needs of humans without destroying the environment. The level of happiness will not decrease, but will increase. It's all or none. In order to effectively deal with the environmental challenges, cooperation between superpowers like the United States and China is essential. These countries have the potential to influence other countries and promote global initiatives focused on sustainable development and environmental conservation. Radical and global measures are required to reverse the damage caused to the planet and secure its future. Dealing with environmental challenges requires a comprehensive approach that combines sustainable technology, global cooperation, and a change in thinking from short-term profits to long-term environmental management. Governmental change. Give everyone an environmental signature as much as possible and give each person an annual quota for an environmental signature. Protect a specific animal such as sea turtles. Preserve the entire natural system in ever-increasing parts of the world. Significant changes to protect the environment and ensure a sustainable future. These changes involve changing tax laws to encourage environmentally friendly production and services while penalizing those who cause damage to the environment. This approach will encourage businesses to adopt greener practices. Population control measures will be implemented, such as limiting families to one child per family in certain areas. For example, Israel can aspire to achieve a population of 1 billion people. This will help manage resource consumption and reduce the environmental burden. Individuals will be assigned an environmental signature quota, which will gradually decrease over time. Although this step may compromise privacy and require monitoring, it will promote responsible use of resources and reduce our collective environmental impact. Significant parts of the Earth will be designated as nature reserves, and these green lungs will be protected to preserve essential natural processes and maintain ecological balance. Food production and consumption will undergo a paradigm shift, with a focus on naturally raised beef and chickens, organic food, and sustainable fishing methods. This approach will not only benefit the environment but also improve human health. Adjusting our diet may be challenging, but the long-term benefits far outweigh the potential costs to future generations. Transportation will give priority to environmentally friendly options and encourage the use of sustainable means of transportation for non-essential needs. Energy production will rely exclusively on renewable sources, such as solar and wind energy, to minimize environmental damage. The manufacturing industry will be required to produce only biodegradable and organic products. This will help reduce waste and pollution. Plastic production will also be regulated, and the production of non-recyclable plastic items will be prohibited. Water resources will be carefully managed to ensure clean water for all. Agriculture will transition back to natural and sustainable practices that prioritize ecological conservation. Finally, the chemical industry will be reduced to reduce pollution, while moving to cleaner and greener alternatives. Why humanity does not work for the long-term thinking is essential to effectively deal with environmental problems and to ensure a sustainable future for humanity. However, various factors prevent the adoption of such an approach, including short-term rewards, a focus on immediate profits, and the need for global coordination. This article will examine these factors and present research evidence to explain why humanity struggles to prioritize long-term goals. Studies have shown that people tend to prioritize immediate rewards over distant future gains, a cognitive bias known as temporal discounting, Frederick, Lowenstein, and O'Donohue, 2002. This short-term focus prevents people from considering the long-term consequences of their actions. Strong leadership is necessary to shift public attention toward long-term goals, as leaders can inspire collective action and encourage decision-making with foresight. Bennis and Nannis, 1985. Many businesses and industries prioritize immediate profits over maintaining processes and natural resources. This focus on short-term profits undermines long-term sustainability and contributes to environmental degradation. Integrating environmental considerations into economic calculations, such as through natural capital accounting, can help address this issue, Costanza et al., 1997. A significant portion of the world's population is preoccupied with daily survival, which leaves little room for long-term planning. Poverty and economic inequality exacerbate this problem, as people struggling to meet their basic needs are more likely to prioritize short-term rewards. Haushofer and Fair, 2014. Large corporations have considerable influence over political and economic decisions, and often prioritize profit maximization over environmental stewardship. Limited environmental responsibility in corporate practices contributes to the continuous degradation of natural resources, Vogel, 2005. Addressing environmental problems requires global coordination, as unilateral efforts by individual countries are not sufficient to achieve significant change. International cooperation and agreements, such as the Paris Agreement, are essential for facilitating collective action and promoting long-term thinking. Bodensky, 2016. The struggle to prioritize long-term thinking in the treatment of environmental problems is influenced by various factors, including cognitive biases, leadership, economic considerations, and the need for global coordination. To overcome these challenges, strong leadership, corporate responsibility, and international cooperation must be fostered to shift humanity's focus from short-term gains to long-term sustainability.